the overall rate of cancer occurrence in downstate Illinois is higher than the upstate rate. And of equal concern is that the rate in upstate Illinois and across the country actually has been declining over those 20 years. But in downstate Illinois, we haven't seen the same rate of decline. So we're left with an even higher difference between downstate Illinois and upstate Illinois than we had at the beginning of the 20 years. And that's concerning to us.
But the answer of why is still one of conjecture, I guess.
Right. Well, this report is the first time we've really been able to look at the population we have in downstate Illinois separately from upstate Illinois. Commonly, cancer statistics are mixed, so you see the whole state. And you and I know that we live a different life here, and it's a different group of people, and we have a different sort of economic and social structure, and all those things have some bearing on cancer occurrence. So once we get this information, now we have the foundation to work on the questions that you're referring to. Why is this exactly, and what could we do about it? We do know that the smoking rate in downstate Illinois among our citizens is quite a bit higher than the upstate smoking rate, of course.
And that has come through in another way. You've seen that lung cancer rates occur more.
Exactly. Of all the cancers we see, the biggest difference is in lung cancer, and that's in men and women, but especially in men in downstate Illinois. The rate is substantially higher, more than 20% higher than the rate in men in upstate Illinois. And we're especially concerned in addition about African American men in downstate Illinois who have an even higher lung cancer rate than their colleagues or their peer group in northern Illinois.
Now, as you go through the numbers, the other thing that you've seen is mortality rates are also a bit higher.
Correct. So, you know, incidence rates or the occurrence of cancer gets reported to the cancer registry every time it happens. And there are a lot of variables that occur in there. But the real thing that tells you about cancer in a way is the mortality rate, which is a pretty final way to think about it. But it really does tell you this is a significant real problem. And the rate in downstate Illinois, the mortality rate from all cancers is somewhat higher, again, than northern Illinois. And in particular, the lung cancer rate is 20% higher among our population down in downstate Illinois.
And what do you think leads to the higher mortality rate?
Well, some of it is that some of these cancers are just bad conditions. And lung cancer in particular is one that has a relatively high mortality rate. Once it's spread, it's very difficult to treat and certainly doesn't get cured very much. So that's one thing that leads to the higher mortality rate. We also looked in our study to some degree at the survival rates that people have after being diagnosed with cancer in downstate Illinois. And we found that survival rates across the board are somewhat lower in the population in downstate Illinois compared to upstate Illinois. Which means that once people get a diagnosis, they tend to live a little bit shorter period of time than the people in upstate Illinois, and that'll affect the mortality rates.
And now we get into that part where you have more questions yourself as you study, or you might have some ideas. This could be the reason. What are those? This could be the reasons, and what are you trying to figure out?
Right, Bill. Well, you're absolutely right that we haven't had this kind of information before to even ask these questions. And now that we see it, the questions are just flooding out, and we're trying to make sure we prioritize them and find the right ones. So there are a lot of reasons you could propose why survival rates might not be quite as good. One would be that, therefore the mortality rate's higher. One would be that these are at such an advanced stage when they are found that just a few of the extra ones that are found at such an advanced stage of a very short duration. I mean, they don't live very long, and so we see this higher mortality rate. You could suggest that that cancer care availability or access to care in southern Illinois, downstate Illinois, might also be a participant in this and might be contributing. But that kind of flies in the face of our observation that there's very good cancer care available in downstate Illinois, and we don't know exactly why that would occur in downstate Illinois, given that we know there's very good service available here.
Are you seeing any specific areas of that downstate Illinois where, I don't want to use the word cluster exactly because that's something else in the medical definition, but where all of a sudden there's a pocket there where there is just more cancer of something.
Right. Well, the best we can look at it right now, there are a couple of areas that I think we raised our eyebrows at. One is the very deep southern part of the state, in the southern actually layer of counties, 12 to 16 counties, where we know there's a very high lung cancer rate in particular, and the mortality rates from lung cancer are very high in that area. In addition, there's an area here in central Illinois that runs through Christian County, Montgomery County, in that area, Macon County, where we see high incidence and mortality rates from cancer compared to the rest of downstate Illinois and the rest of the state. We haven't teased those apart yet to say, well, which exact cancers are driving these differences, but they show up because they have both high incidence and high mortality rates, which is not what we see in most of the other counties. So there seems to be this belt in central Illinois that we need to pay more attention to, and then certainly the southern Illinois area as well.
The industry has declined dramatically, but both of those are areas where coal mining has been significant at some point, and some of those people are still around that were when coal mining was big in southern Illinois. Do you think that plays a role?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it comes up all the time when we work with people in communities about what's the environmental effect, and in particular, what are the issues related to coal mining. And, you know, generally what we see is that coal miners don't have the high lung cancer rate that you or I might have originally expected. I think a lot of people have that view of it. But coal miners commonly, by themselves, don't have that high rate. However, people who live around the area of coal mines in some areas of the country are found to have higher rates of fairly aggressive lung cancer. Now, why that is, whether it has to do with how coal mines are drilled or dug and going through water tables and distributing chemicals and so on, we just don't know, and we don't know in particular about our own area here.
And what's next in the research along this line?
Well, I think our next step will be to divide the area into smaller regions that make some other practical or medical sense. We are looking now at four different areas in the state and dividing the rural and urban areas out of those, so that we would look at the very deep southern part of Illinois, then another segment of Illinois that's a little farther north than that, and then central Illinois and then northern Illinois, and then getting some of the kind of urban centers like Springfield and Decatur and the Metro East area around St. Louis, and carving those out of the data. So we have a little closer look at each region to say, is this information useful to people right there in the area at the level that we'd like it to be?